This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A top aide to Ukraine's president tells the Associated Press Russia has changed its strike tactics, employing decoys, missiles, and balloons in an effort to overwhelm Ukraine's air defense system. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
As the war in Ukraine approaches its one-year anniversary, Mykhailo Podolyak tells the AP the Russians are definitely changing tactics, firing decoy missiles without explosive warheads and deploying balloons in an effort to overwhelm Ukraine's anti-aircraft systems and do a bit of spying. By offering too many targets, Podolyak says Russia hopes to increase its chances of hitting infrastructure facilities inside Ukraine. Still, Podolyak maintains Ukraine's air defenses are adapting. I'm Ben Thomas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to address the annual Munich Security Conference Friday via video link. Last year, the conference attendees employed Russian President Vladimir Putin not to invade Ukraine. This year, the conference is opening just days ahead of the February 24th anniversary of the invasion. Zelensky said in his nightly address Thursday that 101 people had been released from Russian captivity. The United Nations office in Nigeria says at least 6 million people in the country's northeastern region, ravaged an Islamic State insurgency, are in need of just over $1 billion in aid. The UN humanitarian coordinator for Nigeria said that an estimated 2.4 million people are in acute need and require urgent support. The appeal for aid for those hungry and displaced comes just as Africa's most populous country readies for its presidential election on February the 25th. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden said Thursday there is no evidence there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the skies over America, explaining after a Chinese spy balloon was shot down. Radar has enhanced to pick up more slow-moving objects. From Washington, VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has details.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden said the U.S. intelligence community is still analyzing information about the three objects the U.S. military shot down over Alaska, Canada, and a U.S. northern lake, but they don't appear to have been put aloft by China or any other country. Those encounters occurred after what officials here regard as a Chinese spy balloon was downed with a missile after it traversed the United States, an action Biden says he ordered to send a clear message to Beijing.
The violation of our sovereignty is unacceptable. We'll act to protect our country, and we did.
Biden added he plans to speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping in hopes of getting to the bottom of this. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government has authorized 9 Jewish settler outposts in the occupied West Bank and announced mass construction of new homes and established settlements. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Thursday that such activity creates facts on the ground that undermine a two-state solution. Most world powers view as illegal the settlements Israel has built on land it captured in a 1967 war with Arab powers. Israel disputes that, cites biblical and historical and political links to the West Bank as well as security interests. North Korea warned Friday of an unprecedented response if the United States and South Korea go ahead with planned joint military exercises, which have recently ramped up in response to North Korean weapons tests. In comments published by the state-run Korean Central News Agency, North Korea's foreign ministry predicted the Korean Peninsula will again be plunged into the gray vortex of escalating tension if the U.S. and South Korea drills go ahead. Earlier Friday, South Korea's military announced it will hold a tabletop exercise at the Pentagon Wednesday that will simulate a North Korean nuclear attack. And Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, still recovering from a stroke, checked himself into a Washington hospital to seek treatment for clinical depression, according to a statement from his office. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.